If you like random, I see sinners in a church. Lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion that you have.
Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Kia ora, Tato Fano. How are you doing? This is Reza. It's time for Rendezvous with Reza on the 3rd of February. Or if you're listening to the replay, it might be the 6th of February, because that's Thursday, 5 p.m. But now it's just 3 minutes after 7. We got a full-packed 90 minutes today, not just with Raglan Rach and our Neil, but we also have Sarah in for an interview at 7:15. She's going to tell us what's happening at the Old School on Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. I'm getting a bit housey today. Here's Uncle and Mink, Will Malone, Keine Musik, and ME with Only You in the And ME remix.
Only you can save me.
bad of a tune, Only You, the And Me remix from Uncle Mink, Will Malone, Keine Musik and ME. I'm literally just playing my Discover Weekly songs tonight at Rendezvous with Reza, but I'm really happy that I have a guest in that is not Neil for change. He's coming in later. But right now I have Sarah in. Hey, Sarah. And Sarah's going to tell me about something really exciting that's happening tomorrow at the Old School Arts Center.
Yes.
Which is, drum roll.
I don't know.
We actually do have a drum roll.
I don't have to mimic a drum roll. We can actually build up.
Look, we have like the swish. We have an awesome. You won't hear it otherwise.
Awesome.
I'm loving the excitement. I'm really
rowdy applause. But don't know where the drum roll is, so let's just imagine.
Some rowdy applause and some awesomeness is maybe all that we need
tonight. Yes.
I'm hosting a women's circle, my first in Raglan.
Oh, yay.
So I have hosted women's circles since
2019.
Mm-hmm. So I experienced my first one in Bali.
Oh, wow.
And I loved it. So I was there for a retreat. So I loved, I guess, the retreat vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some time on my own.
Yes.
And the people I ran into just, you know, at a bar, or just some surface level conversations,
mm-hmm.
and going to a yoga studio, seeing a random poster about a women's circle. And initially, actually, the staff couldn't tell me what it was about. They're like, we don't actually know. They're not
what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're not actually really involved in it. So turning up was a bit of a leap of faith, going on my own, not knowing what to expect. And I loved it. It was just so welcoming. It felt really grounding for a space that was, I guess, unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just felt like, I should do this.
Yeah.
I can totally do this.
Yeah. Literally sharing in circles like, this is needed more in the world.
Yeah.
I want to take this medicine home.
Cool. So this is going to be the first one.
The first one in Raglan.
You've done that before where?
So I previously have hosted them, like started out very small at my home in Hamilton, as previously at Sun Salute Yoga Studio.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, first time in Raglan at the Old School Arts Centre.
In the upstairs theatre room?
No, we're going to be in Eva's room. So accessibility friendly. So you walk in the front door and we're on your left. So.
And do people need to sign up for it?
Yes.
Okay.
So tickets are online.
Mm-hmm.
You can either find my Facebook page, my Instagram. So I am at Sarah Sparkles, all one word, and then .me. I have put up it to go on the Old School Arts Centre events page. I'm not sure if that's live yet, though. So fingers crossed.
I've looked on their website and didn't say anything about it. So I was a bit
I've done the back end stuff.
Yeah.
Waiting for a go live. So
yeah. Okay.
You know, maybe some more rowdy applause is going to help that go
rowdy applause. So there's still tickets left.
There's still tickets left.
How much is it if you want to participate?
I have a range of tiers.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who maybe aren't working and it's a financial stretch to come, it's $22. There's plus a booking fee.
Mm-hmm.
$33 is the standard general admission that you can cover and pay for yourself.
Yeah.
And then at $44 is you're abundant enough to pay for yourself and help put
and help someone else.
Someone else.
That's cool. And how long is that going to be? Like what
so
time?
So we start at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So time to ease in and sort of take our time. I feel like sometimes I come into beautiful spaces and I'm left wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
So we run from 6:30 until 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that's a couple of hours in circle. And then we have time for a cup of tea, some chocolate, some general just relaxed chat.
Yeah.
So the circle itself has some structure.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Yes.
I'm sure there's some things that you're gonna do.
Yes. So we've got a guided meditation that I'll hold. So that time to slow down and go inwards. I feel like I myself am someone who would love to meditate more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you set
preach.
These intentions.
I know.
and maybe I've had a greater practice in the past, and there's just something really magical about doing it together.
Yeah.
That the energy builds and you've got that dedicated time. And then when that's dropped you in, you've sort of dropped away from the day, you've slowed down, and you're in a more sort of peaceful, grounded state to then connect with these other women who have come on this co-creation journey with you, because each circle is different.
Yeah, true. I've been to some, so yeah. Kind of what you bring, what the vibe is. Yeah.
What did you love about Circle?
I feel like what I like about it is that when I feel like I'm struggling, and then hearing that other women struggle with either the same thing or different things, and it's like, oh, we all just try to make it somehow. Nobody's got their stuff together, you know? We're all just trying to make it somehow.
Yes.
No matter if you have 3 children or no children or a job or don't have a job, whatever, where you're at in life, there's always something that's going to be hard.
Yes.
And knowing that you're not alone kind of helps, even just hearing other people's problems.
It's so huge that those layers where, you know, you get stuck in the mind and you think,
it's just
me. This is just me. Yeah. And like you say, you're hearing someone else in their step of the journey, you know, and having a beautiful wide range of people and their different experiences, different age ranges, there's always some wisdom that someone else shares, and you've just sort of got this nugget that lands, and it just gets to be, I feel like, almost, what am I thinking of, like a pebble into the water, just in the way in which maybe that clicks something in your brain, or maybe that happens a few days later, and you're just like, oh, actually, other people are challenged, or so-and-so shared this great idea that worked well for them, and actually I can apply that for me. Because to me, it's not about, you've got a problem, we're here to solve this.
Totally.
You know, if you want to be specific and ask for something, great. Otherwise, I use a talking crystal, so like a talking stick.
Yeah.
And it's, you get the space for you. And for some people, that is a bit revolutionary.
Because they don't have that space at home or,
Or it's the opposite, and it's like you want to respond to someone. You want to, and so then it's got to be silent, and you're wanting to really, you know, look, either aim to look at them or really listen deeply and just hold that space.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it's a practice of deep listening that I get to really realize, like, I don't need to take the time to be a bit fearful and, okay, what am I going to say? My turn's coming up next, kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what we all kind of do. What can I reply to this?
Oh my gosh.
What's going to be my next thing to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah. So a beautiful practice to really create that space for that listening. And then in deeper listening to someone else, I find that then when stuff is coming up for me, I'm deeper listening to myself as well.
True. And what's the maximum amount of people you can host tomorrow? Is there a limit?
I'm thinking around 22.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good
number. I feel like we, you know, we'll make an oval if we've got a big amount.
Yeah.
We can expand beyond a circle.
Yeah. And do you have an idea of how many tickets are still available? Is it getting tight? Are you like, people, get on it?
I am calling in those women who want to be there. There's definitely still space.
Yeah.
If people want to, they can message and we can sort out tickets on the door.
Cool. So it's not just pre-sale. You can always come.
Yes.
Rock up at 6:30.
It's easier if I know in advance.
Yeah.
And I'll have tickets close, I think it's an hour or two beforehand. So they sort of know what I'm setting up for. But if it's sort of one or two and you're able to message me, then I kind of know what I'm in for.
Yeah.
So I guess an email as a backup is sarah@thesparklesproject.com.
Cool. And you're planning to do this every first Tuesday of the month?
First Tuesday of the month. So same place, same time. I would love feedback though as well. So if the time is not a vibe and, but yeah, that's the plan. It's sort of that, again, I guess, that leap of faith.
Yeah.
That trusting that, there's women out there who are looking for this. And from a little, and we touched on mentioning the notice board that is very famous, but got some great feedback from women saying, this is needed.
And awesome.
I'd love to come. So I think some of it might be, is it the timing? Is everyone away? Because it's a long weekend coming up. And
true.
Yeah. And is Tuesday already booked? Or is this time, and just knowing that I can't get it perfect.
And you will never please everyone. That's just how
and
it is.
And so again, like there's other women I think that are looking to host circles, and just there's such magic in all of it. So welcome those spaces as well.
Awesome. Sarah, thank you so much for coming. So everybody, if you're looking for a place to connect with other wahine, come to the Raglan Old School Art Center at 6:30 with Sarah. If you want to buy tickets, check in with Sarah Sparkles on Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
And yeah, she's going to be happy to hold space for you tomorrow, 6:30 to 9. So
would love to have you join us.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah, so much for coming. And please let us know how it went.
Yes, I'll be back.
I'd be super stoked to know how it was. Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
See ya.
those messes with you. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you.
Adam 10 and Rye, 3 days later. Rye is definitely a voice that you cannot misinterpret for anyone else. We were just talking to Sarah. She's going to do a women's circle tomorrow, 6:30 to 9 o'clock at the Old School Art Center. You can get tickets at Sarah Sparkle on her Facebook or Instagram, or just show up at 6:30 if you feel like that. Yeah, sounds like wholesome. And people have asked for it, so go check it out. I think Neil's on his way, collecting his rage, and we're just going to continue with my Discover Weekly playlist this week. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza at 7:27 on February the 3rd. say this was fun the first 4 to 5 minutes. And now I'm getting a little bit annoyed. So I might just nip it in the butt and play some different. Problem is, all the other songs are also super long. It's a fucking long playlist today. Or at least the songs are. So let's do the shortest one. This is Enfant Sauvage, Time to Fall. And that's probably the last song before we welcome Neil for some rage. Oh, I see him pull up. Great. So just this little song, and then we're back with some Wrangling Rage, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure if that song was better actually than the one before. I have to apologize. My music playlist is only Discover Weekly this week. I haven't done much prep work because I was like, I have an interview and then Neil's coming. I'm not going to play that much music. So drum roll for the one and only Neil Funky Monkey, son of Anthony Dolan. He's here.
Good evening.
Raglan Rage. It's time. You probably missed us. Did you miss me last week?
I did. I was sitting at home looking out the window.
7:30 till like 8 o'clock being like, what am I doing with my life?
I was definitely...
devastated.
Yeah, I was devastated. So I got out the self-care books and just gave myself some good thoughts, good happy meditations and good quotes.
But I also hope you used the time to do some more research.
Did,
right?
And there has been a lot of action.
Oh my, there's don't I just know it.
Even today it's been a lot of action. It feels like people are just, let's get it on there because Raglan Rage is tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the same. Ever since yesterday, I was like, wow, people are really on it. So what should we even start with? I mean, I'll leave it up to you. What do you think we should start
with? Let's go 16 minutes ago.
that one, 17 by now.
This one is from James Gunn, the old gunster, the old gun.
James.
He's also the my business partner,
Young
Mud Dolphin Excursions.
Oh, if you've heard of Mud Dolphin Excursions. Is he your CFO?
Well, he formed the company and got me on board in the early days.
So he's the CEO and you're the CFO.
Yeah.
Mm.
So check out that if you want to join that group, Mud Dolphin Excursions.
Yep. Dolphin Excursions.
But he has posted up tonight, seeing as the planes are totally past their use-by dates and being retired, I'd prefer that they didn't fly so low over my house. I should be writing a strongly worded email to the NZ Air Force regarding the matter. I shall also be seeking a payout due to noise pollution during the brief time they were over my house. Also, there is a wandering dog somewhere.
You know what? I think you should have cramped in there as well. Car so-and-so with a license plate so-and-so on state highway was also too slow.
And I also got a broken windscreen.
Yeah. And there's trash in front of my house. Yeah, that's...
Some good comments there.
That's the flights. They caught me off guard. I read something about it yesterday, but didn't really know what it was about. And then I see those two massive airplanes over my house. I'm like, that... looked dangerously close. It almost sounded like a plane's going to crash into my house.
They're amazing. I think we could park it up here and like make it into a kind of cafe, coffee kind of place.
Yeah,
could be quite cool, eh?
We could. I mean, there is places
little
where
cafe.
They have
yeah,
those.
Yeah, you got your McDonald's.
McDonald's. Yeah, where is that? That we both think on the same angle.
Or we could have McDonald's here.
McDonald's. Oh, my God. Our residents would love McDonald's here. But so can you, do you know why those airplanes, do they last... Whatever, not Virgin flight. What's the opposite of a Virgin flight? A death toll flight? I don't know.
I think probably, I'm not too sure, but maybe it's done its desk. Was it the ones that were breaking down quite a little bit? Possibly. Not sure.
I don't know.
I guess when they come, they get the warrant check and then the list's getting longer, mate. The list is getting longer. They probably go, all right, we're going to have to.
We're just going to fly them over some dipshit house that nobody cares about. If it crashes, it's fine.
I didn't see any chemtrails coming out of them.
I didn't either. See, I was wondering what that was about. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Anyways, what do the comments say?
You've posted to the wrong board, James. The Raglan Humor Board would be more appropriate. This page is only for the real Karens and driving complaints. Brilliant. I was surprised by how quiet they were for being so old. Honestly, this is a joke. Funny. The check will bounce. Sorry, bruv. What else we got? Yeah, Kevin, director of comedy. Yeah, they could have taken Old Mountain Road.
They could have.
And then also, staying on the topic of James Gunn, we'll go to comment 5 days ago.
Mm. Also about the planes?
No.
Oh.
A 47-year-old local man who saw Orca for the 100th time has officially apologized for not posting... that he had seen them. After the break, we'll be discussing how he didn't update where they were and why.
Yeah,
we've got
thanks.
A few good comments. Watch your Bebo page again. I'm sure that's where all the legendary footage is hiding. Probably locked out my profile on that in 05, but we'll contact the admin to see if I can retrieve the good stuff. Or your MySpace, if that's easier. As a 47-year-old man, you must have had 200 dogs roaming and not posted. And shame on you, James. So that's a bit of James postage there.
A bit of James. But yeah, it is true that people who see orcas all the time, usually people that have been here for a while.
They know.
They know, and they will post. They will let you know that they've seen orcas and drive everybody crazy who hasn't seen them.
Or.
Thanks for that.
Or are they orca? Are they just.
Oh, are they just.
Something else.
Something else. Conspiracy.
And while we're all out watching them, something's happening to our houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. See, that's why I never go out to see the orcas, because I know.
I just wait for the footage.
Yeah, that's enough.
No, I did see them 1 year and that was actually quite magical.
Mm.
They were just popping along, doing their little thing.
The killer whales, okay?
Beautiful. All right, here's another one from our good friend Felix.
Oh, Felix.
If you were at Super Fresh Choice Value just
now. Super Fresh Choice Value?
Super Fresh Choice, sorry. Value. Yeah, that's what it says. I suddenly thought, do I need glasses? No, that's what it says.
I saw somebody referring to it as Superette the other day. I'm like, what is Superette? We don't have a Superette.
Isn't there a clothing store called Superette?
No, that's Supreme.
That's clothing.
But like,
that comment was like, no, that's Debbie's fashion.
Because Superette is not one of our.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry, distracting. Continue, please.
Value just now, and we're holding a 50 or 75 millimeter paintbrush with a translucent deep crimson colored handle, and you asked for Ranji if she had plastic straws, but she only had paper. Could you please call me? Numbers there. Or on the face machine is fine too, and it's got a picture of bottles there.
Yeah.
We have some great stuff on there. Now, as a picture for those, because I just remembered that we're on radio and you can't all see the four bottles
go
of
check it out,
guana.
Go check it out
there. I didn't notice that before, but all the screw traps are blah, 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 blah. Finish reading that one. So there's a few stuff there. It's actually quite deep, so there's a lot in that. I think you need to read that for yourselves because it does go
It's just going too deep.
Super Fresh Choice Value sounds like a Temu supermarket.
Super
Fresh Choice Value sounds like a Temu supermarket. That's brilliant.
I like Super Fresh Choice Value.
Should we start calling it that?
Super Fresh Choice Value Superette.
That'd be a cool t-shirt, eh?
Yeah. I'd be down for that.
Okay, what else have we got on the rage?
The rage.
Here we go. Just a note, in case they are unaware, there is someone in Lorenzen Bay who works in their garage from 10 p.m. most nights with an electric saw. I think I can hear this from my place.
Oh,
I wonder if this also keeps others awake. It's been most nights over the last few months. Might they please realize the sound carries, even if they are kindly trying to stifle the sound in a closed shed? Thank you. I think it's a bit of a...
at night. Yeah,
that's the noise I remember.
That's annoying. Hey, funnily enough, I heard a similar noise last night from my neighbors across the street who, I think he was hammering something or whatever. It was a really loud hammering noise around 11 o'clock. And I was like,
getting the job
done.
Dude,
the last couple of hours, nothing.
Yeah.
But now you decide to do that? I mean,
that's
just a bit odd.
Unless that's how he locks his door because he feels unsafe.
Just nailing it shut.
No one's getting
every
in
night.
Here tonight.
could be.
A few comments there. Come on, bro. I told you to stop making your projects past 10. Tagged the mate in.
Oh, yep. Who's the mate?
Matt.
So Matt, stop chainsawing people in your garage. I mean, projects in your garage.
10 p.m. Respect others' sleep. Give noise control a corridor. And then there's a great picture of someone with a chainsaw. Everyone in Lorenzen Bay tonight.
Nice.
But might be doing a project for charity, so.
Maybe. Yeah, you never know.
All right, what else have we got? Should we go for a song and then come back with a great story around fish?
Oh, a great story around fish after this break. Mild Minds, I Need You. say, oh, that was Mild Minds. I need you not from my weekly discovery list, because my weekly discovery list only has songs of 7 minutes plus, and I don't think I have the capacity for that. So, Neil.
Bit of Raglan Rage, a bit more of a rage. Reading out some of the comments that is on the Raglan Notice Board to let others know as well that don't have Facebook or on social media, those people who are sitting by their wireless. If you see a tan orange ranger on your way back into Raglan, get a photo. They just dumped a chili bin of fish carcasses in the tide by the airfield bridge. I'm just going down to pick them up. And as you can see, there is a picture of the harbour and a few fish carcasses.
Don't the birds take care of that? I mean, you shouldn't dump your probably, fish crap. Probably, but it
would. I guess if you were swimming nice. There, yeah, you'll get your mouth stinky. Open, you're like,
ew.
Something's a bit
fishy.
Yeah.
Something smells fishy.
We do have a comment here. More importantly, are locals allowed on that slide yet? Only been waiting my entire life. 121 likes is a bit of...
Oh, wow.
Maybe we need to do an open day slide.
Yeah.
And then it's a comment there. Got to hit up Auntie Sherry for that one. Me too, everyone. Yeah, me too. Every time I pass, I actually looked as well.
Mm-hmm.
And see that slide and go, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So that could be a bit of a slide day.
A slide day.
Yep, they will let you just go knock on the door. For real. Fairly on there. Ever since I was a kid, I've looked at that slide.
Yeah, that slide.
I remember it used to go on the slide when we were young. Swim over to the slide. Great stuff. Back on the fish heads. Waste of fish heads.
You such a fish head.
Disappointing that good food is being discarded when there are many people who would gratefully receive it. There is a free fish heads app to advertise unwanted fish, which is pretty cool.
There is a free fish heads
app.
App? No, so no way.
If you go fishing, you would go on the app and you would say,
hey, I got 10
I'm coming back.
Wow.
I've got some fish heads because, you know, it's...
That is crazy.
It's food. Comments around there.
Crazy.
So that was the bit of a fish head.
A bit of a fish head conversation. Uh-huh.
And they are good for the garden as well, as some people make great compost.
True.
What about the fish eyes? Yum for some.
Ew.
That's quite an in-depth conversation there. Are all around the fish.
All about the fish.
What do you got?
Oh, wow. Oh, my. So that post actually got updated. So it used to be a short one, basically just saying, hey, watch out for the red ute with a dog on the back. Who true. I actually drove past that guy. I think most people have, because he was just around town most of the time. And apparently being a bit of a troublemaker, trying to pick fights and being a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
And there's an update. He's been driving around Lake being rude and trying to pick fights. Two separate incidents regularly. He was driving around town throwing bottles out the window of his car. What is TW? TW has been threatening and abusing. Oh, that's his name probably. The police been informed. They have his name and address. Sort him out. And then hold newt and the license plate. Share the info. More stories about that he ran them over on their bikes.
Gee.
Ugh. Hassling an old man who was walking the street. That's not nice. Yeah, and if anybody has a problem with this person, please call the police and make a complaint and statement. I guess the more the merrier to get a case against him. He needs help. Unfortunately, police are the only government organization that we have to ask for help. They're overwhelmed and wrangled with other problems. He doesn't need jail. Poor fellow is dying of cancer and is full of hate. Well, that's a bit crap. I'm sorry for him that he can't find some love and harmony for the life he's left. He does need to stop what he's doing. He can't do that without some professional help. Thanks to all 99% of the people who made contributing comments. Some of you have said you would contact the police with your concerns. Unfortunately, they have other problems and people have tried several times to contact them but haven't been able to. Be great if those with comment regarding what they've seen or been subject to would do a written police complaint online. 118 likes or, well, faces, whatever, and quite a few comments. Yeah, I'm not going to get into details. Basically just people saying, yep, this is what's happening, blah, 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 and why the police can't handle it.
Gee.
Why is there so much cryptic stuff in this message? If he's been threatening people, what's the threat? What's he doing? Don't keep it quiet. Share it so people know what to expect, what to avoid, and how to be safe. If you read the comments, you get a bit of history about Tony Walden. Oh, I know Tony. Oh, that's the guy. Okay. Yeah, a bit of a troubled person. I think he's been known to people for a while. Anyways, even if you're struggling with life, doesn't mean you have to take it out on others, I guess. So yeah, that's certainly some rage right there. Right there, right there.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people out there making comments to that Facebook post.
Yo. There's another car situation. Warning, a bright blue Mustang or Dodge crossed the center line just after Divi on State Highway 23 heading toward Raglan. The driver nearly hit us head-on, forcing us into an emergency stop and almost forced us off the road. Was unable to report that as we did not get the license plate. In the shock or panic, please stay alert. Yeah. And then it says, idiots crashed in Fada Fada. Karma served him well. Oh, hey. So wow, that's okay.
That's pretty crazy.
Crashed in the ditch on Fada Fada Road just outside the turnoff to Tepahu. Somebody just drove past and, oh yeah, there he is. Even a video of that guy in the ditch. Oops. I mean, I'm not laughing about his misfortune, but maybe I am. Maybe that serves him right, you know?
Yeah. And that's why you've got to be careful, eh? You've got to be careful. And sometimes, you know, going under the speed limit works well.
Just sounds like he was drunk because he was swerving to the left and to the right and just doing a bit of dodgy stuff for no reason. Anyhow, got pulled over, so it's been handled, everybody. Don't you worry. It's all good now.
We're all good. Just giving you a few updates on what's happening in the Raglan notice board.
Yes, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's 8:02. With me is Neil. We're doing a bit of raging on this Monday, the 3rd of February, or Thursday.
That's the 6th. Right. Happy Thursday, people.
It'll also be happy Waitangi Day post-listening of this show. Hope you have a good Waitangi weekend. Long weekend for some, not for others.
No, if you planned it, well done.
Yeah. If you're like me, who's still going to work on Friday, well, good luck with that. See how you're doing. You know, another post that I thought was really funny? It was video of what Manu Bay looked like 6 o'clock. In the morning on, I assume that was Saturday or Friday. It was a fishing comp on, I guess. So basically just a bunch of cars and trailers. Fishing traffic. I think Raglan Fishing had a fish comp on at 6 in the morning. And basically nobody was able to go anywhere because it was backed up traffic down to the boat ramp. That is pretty crazy. I mean, look at that. It's crazy.
That is amazing.
It's backed up all the way to the main road with cars and boats. And, gee, looked hectic. Glad I didn't go for a surf that morning.
Same.
Anyhow, what else?
What else is looking under the regular notice board here? Just checking out What have I got on my list? Let me have a check here.
Oh, there was a tornado in Te Ako. Have you seen it?
No.
That was another little photo. Oh, yes, and yeah, I think I a few people also a video of it underneath of how a little tornado out in Te Ako formed and swiveled around in the air, but not on the ground. So it didn't really do anything, I guess. But it looks pretty cool.
It looks very cool.
Funny is what it looks like. Yeah.
What else? A few questions about why is the rescue helicopter at the airfield?
I saw that. I have to say, I had a little giggle when I just saw the, why is the rescue helicopter at the airfield? Huh, well, I don't know. Why would a rescue helicopter come out here and land? I mean, maybe because somebody needs to get rescued, you think? I mean, just assuming?
That would be the obvious.
But
I guess people are wanting to know details. They want to know what has happened.
That's what you want.
But then there are people that just are concerned.
What?
Some people would be concerned that they don't.
I think it's just being freaking nosy.
You know why they did go?
Tell me. I need to know.
They went to pick up those fish frames that were left by the bridge.
Yeah.
Great comment there.
Yeah,
great
bro.
Comment.
That's a really good comment. Yeah, that's probably what was.
And the next comment was pathetic, idiotic remarks as usual.
Well, that's the notice board for you. You know, coming there for.
I think you need them to rescue your sense of humor. Can't please everyone. Totally agree.
Yo.
That's very cool. Well, that's a silly question, isn't it? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a...
Probably rescuing someone at the airfield with the helicopter.
Oh.
Probably because it needed to land. The answer is from Nikki Keys. The answer is in the word rescue.
Yeah.
Nicely played, Nikki Keys.
The answer is
because they couldn't find a park on the main street. Because that is where they landed, isn't it?
I guess the person wanted the name, the injury, the time and place that person got transported to the hospital. Like, wanted to know the most detailed information there is, which nobody has.
But, no. Unless you go into the, you have the radio that talks to the emergency people.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, hey? If you tap into that.
The view from the air must be good. Love this channel. So much comedy.
You're welcome.
Because it landed safely, that too.
The rescue helicopter landed safely.
Well, that was a great, hey? That's a few big pieces that I've kind of had.
Yeah. Let's do one more music break and see if we still got some oldie stuff. Here is Unfaced. A gyra.
Ele é caboclo, é da mata, na cachoeira passou. Viu ver seus filhos na terra, trazendo bem o amor.
Rendezvous with Reza and Neil, and we have two more posts-ish to read out to spread the rage.
Spread the rage, and also sometimes it's not rage. Excuse me.
Sometimes it's just information.
A petition to get a hip thrust machine at the Raglan Gym. Who's with me? Not me personally.
Wait. Person that wrote this.
A hip thrust machine.
And we've got some comments here. Why not simply talk to the owner? It's funnier this way. Ah, but of course. Speak to Amber. Don't post here. 100% support of this. Not me. Little pumps. They are already at the pub. That's quite cool, eh? They are already at the pub. Just head over to Cross Street Clinic and the staff there will look after you. Yep, I've made a dozen or so placards and have got hold of a megaphone so we all can stand on the steps to the gym and chant, "What do we want? A hip thruster. When do we want it? Now." That's from Kevin. Got my mind wandering. What is a hip thruster? Is it rodeo related? There's not enough. A few solid machines left, but there's not enough. Yes. Rise up. Fight the power. Sounds like a great idea. Yes, please. Amber is very approachable. Yes, glutes are life. This is ridiculous. And then we do have a little update here. Amber here, owner of Raglan Gym. Defo, come chat to me if you have time. Always keen to hear your perspective on new gear you would love to have at the gym. It all worked out nicely, didn't it?
Sounds like it.
I'm not entirely sure what a thrip has.
Honestly, I have some really filthy ideas of what it is.
I'll look it up, eh?
But yeah, maybe do that because I don't know.
That's definitely not a hip. I don't think they want that in the gym.
Wait.
They definitely don't want that in the gym, do they? Or maybe they do.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe what kind of gym do we want?
Maybe after hours.
Yeah, there could be an after hours gym. Okay, like a red light district.
We'll
gym?
Put that back in and we'll make sure it's safe search this time.
Oh, I don't do safe search. I'm just very open with my searches.
Open-minded.
My nasty, nasty searches.
And you can read about more of that.
About hip thrusters.
In the reader's new book entitled...
Hip Thrusting and You. My dark, dark secret. My dark secret to joy.
My dark secrets that are no longer secrets.
Yeah.
Because of this book.
And this radio show. I got one more thing. It's a little bit similar than the rescue helicopter. You know, yeah. Everybody, whenever there's a siren going off, people immediately go.
I can actually do the siren.
What's,
have you heard me do the siren before? Do can it. We do that on air, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, here we
How?
Go.
Siren so
that's me every Wednesday. I'm down there.
You're just standing there making that noise.
So, Raglan Fire, if it doesn't work,
just
give me
call
a call.
Neil.
I'll come down.
He can totally do it for like
so
a couple
little
minutes.
Thing. Me, I took my brother as well, so we pull it out.
The two of
it's
you.
It's well known.
Yeah, nice.
And
it's
it comes in
party
handy
trick.
When you do civil defense training and they ask you to create a scene.
Yeah.
And it gets a lot of good comments. That, yeah. That was a quiet vision, obviously, for the radio. We don't want to cause people running.
I mean, right now, I'm pretty sure there's going to be notice board people like, have you heard of sirens? What's going on? Just like on the 24th of January when it said, whoa, anybody know why so many ambulances heading out past Raglan Westways? Looks serious. And then a fracking boat capsized. What is a fracking boat? Isn't that a massive like...
Yeah, is that for fracking
tanker?
Or something? Is
it? Oh, where would there be a fracking boat here? We don't have fracking boats.
Do or
we?
Do you think they were meaning a... effing boat, but it's a freaking boat. A freaking boat was out there.
A freaking boat. A freaking boat. A freaking boat. Okay, yes, yes.
Possibly.
A freaking boat. Now I get you. See?
Could be.
Just,
or
get lost in translation.
It could be an actual boat that is called a freaking boat.
And the person is like, a what boat? Nice. So I'm not the only one like, what is a freaking boat? Said for the crew, they're waiting at Manu Bay for a boat to come in when I left. Coast, solid waiting, boat ramp, fishing, wondered going on. Yeah, no updates. But yeah, it's funny how whenever there's anything going on that involves a siren, an ambulance, a helicopter, people are like, people, what's going on? I need to know right now.
Yeah. Or where dogs can walk as well. Haven't had much of that last week.
See, I just don't save those anymore because I'm getting a bit sick and tired of the, this doggy followed me to blah, blah street. Looks really dehydrated and blah, blah, blah. Please come pick up your doggy. I don't know. I'm not feeling very inspired by these posts. So I just don't really, you know. Nah.
Don't so keep posting those dogs ones for Risa. Just yeah, bombard and tag Risa in as
tag
well.
Tag me. I love it. I love all the doggies that get lost. And you
Does
guys
anyone
ask
know
me
this
about
dog?
It.
Has anyone seen this dog? We gonna bring him to the vets.
No, he's a dog from a farm.
Let
don't.
The dog live. The dog is living its best life. It's just wandering the streets going, oh, yeah.
I'm just going for a walk.
Got out of the fence.
Bam, 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 bam,
gonna
bam.
Get me some good food from the neighbors who feed me.
Yeah, exactly. You just go for a wander.
Yeah, yeah, get some extra kind.
Be fine. People, there. Worry about your own stuff. It's what is the takeaway from this. Anyways, I guess this is us for this week. That's all the rage we got in us.
Yeah.
We always need a week to just recuperate from all
let's
of
get
this.
Out there and thank you for
quite intense.
Thank you for posting.
Thanks
we,
for
we
posting.
We know that you post because of this show.
Mm.
So thank you.
It's a long weekend coming up, so I'm sure there'll be heaps.
There's going to be lots coming in.
Heaps of rage going on the notice board by Monday. So we're going to monitor this for you and analyze it and then just dish it out next Monday.
We will do that. And all the best. Have a great rest of the week.
And have a great long weekend. You too, Neil. Are you doing anything fun? Are you around? What you doing? What you doing?
I think I will be around. I think the Highland Games might be in Pardor. I usually go to that on the Saturday.
Highland
I think
Games.
It's this weekend.
It's like a bunch of Scottish guys in short skirts doing fun things.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I should go.
It is fun.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah, you'll love it.
I would love it. Anyways, thanks, Neil. See you next Monday.
Thank you.
Alrighty, people, that was Jungle with Keep Me Satisfied, and I do know how I keep myself satisfied. I'm going to go home now, drink a glass of wine, eat some ice cream, and that's going to be my Monday night. So yeah, finishing a bit early today, but I have a very special song for the end of this show. You were listening to Rendezvous with Risa every Monday, or Thursday, if you're listening to the rerun. And whoever has followed me or this show or knows anything about me knows that I'm madly in love with my mates from Team Squat, and they just released their new single called Violet. So for the first time on air, I'm actually not sure if Aaron has played it, but I'm just going to keep saying, for the first time on air, here's the new Team Squat single, Violet. Enjoy, people. Have a good night. Kakite. See you next Monday.
Gracias.